Welcome to the Kids Art House Cinema. I'm Klaus, and the Art House Cinema is where we discuss the documentaries of the creators and the artists. And here's the host, Angus.
Thanks, Klaus, and welcome back, and thanks for listening, kids. And in the screening room today is Marjorie Liu on comics, romance, and the joy of writing. Marjorie Liu is our writer of Monstrous, our graphic novel of the month for this month, which is Image Comics Month here on Kirby's Kids. This was an interview conducted back on September 12th of 2013, and Marjorie was a guest down at the Melbourne Writers Festival in August of 2013. This was put out by the Wheeler Center. And in this interview, she really delves into her process. She first started out as a novelist, and she then entered into comic books. Her approach is one of being a novelist. And then through going into comics, she learned some very valuable lessons. First of all, she says, as a writer, you're responsible for painting the world and making sure the reader can live there. And she really takes this to heart. And she says that one of the greatest lessons that she learned from her comic book experience was to be a better plotter for her novels. She learned that in comics because you can't revise the art. So comic book plotting and looking at story arc has helped her better refine her own process as a writer. You can't, as she said, revise the art, and therefore you are forced to have a plan. Her background in comics was first initially writing for Marvel. She was really captured by these novels that were being put out that were adaptations or deeper dives into classic Marvel characters. She took a look at Spider-Man and had great interest there. And Marvel had already filled the slate of authors to do novelizations of the characters. However, there was an opening over at X-Men, and that's where she became affiliated with the X-Men, which many of you who were reading X-Men back in the 2010s will recognize her name and her run there. She really didn't start reading comic books until she was 18 years old. However, she was captivated by the X-Men Fox cartoon of the 1990s. She says that her favorite X-Men character to write was Jubilee, and that she also has quite an affinity for X-23, which she also wrote. She falls in love with the characters that she writes. She can't help but do that because many of her novels deal in the realm of romance. She's big into mythology, fantasy arcs. She truly was proud of the accomplishment of writing North Star's Marriage, that event, which won her the 2012 GLAAD Media Award. And then she says it was an affirmation of what is true. She was actually inspired by her parents. Her father's Taiwanese background, her mother from the Midwest of mainly Scottish and Irish descent. And it was only 10 years after the Supreme Court had struck down the banning of mixed-race marriages that her parents married. And depending on where they were living at any given time, they encountered quite a bit of prejudice to have this mixed-race couple. And Marjorie being the prime result of that marriage. She doesn't always have a plan, she says, but she becomes inspired when she is immersed in her work. She enjoys writing about romantic relationships, And when she's looking at already established characters, such as comic books, she tries to stay true to readers and what worked in the past. But ultimately, she must choose what is right for her story if she is able to be effective. And I really love that earnestness with which she reveals herself here in this interview and truly trying to have respect for what had been previously done with these known characters, but at the same time bring something new to the table, something original, something that is Marjorie Liu. Her other themes that she loves writing about is that of otherness. Characters that are the outsider, the alien, that are trying to find love and acceptance. She finds those characters intriguing. She loves writing about that. And I think that truly comes through in her X-Men run, in addition to now her very successful run over on Image Comics with Monstress. I think she's applied a lot of that experience, both as a novelist and also a comic book writer, and is now applying it here over to Monstress. And that is why this is the graphic novel of the month here for Image Comics Month. "I don't overthink it," she says. "I just write. I fly by the seat of my pants. I just write about what feels right." She also goes on to say, "It's easier to go initially all out and then revise, go crazy, particularly in the writing process. And then once that process is complete, then plot it out, of course, for the comic book. So you have the fantastic visual storytelling complementing the writing and vice versa." Her run on Astonishing X-Men was coming to an end at the time of this interview. And the reason I chose this interview is because it would not reveal any of Monstress. There are countless interviews out there with Marjorie Liu on the subject of Monstress. Many of them would have revealed way too much. You owe it to yourselves to read Monstress and go in there cold, not knowing what you're about to experience. Just to show you how highly regarded she is, Neil Gaiman writes the foreword to this first volume of Monstress, which we're reading. And with that, her influences come through loud and clear. I gathered from Neil and his introduction of Marjorie in this volume that she is a kindred spirit as far as influences are concerned. She developed an early love for reading from books such as Laura Ingalls Wilder's Little House on the Prairie, the works of Robert Louis Stevenson. Yes, she is a student of Joseph Campbell. That comes through loud and clear, particularly in Monstress. Charles de Lint and Jorge Luis Borges. Her run here on Monstress earned her the Eisner Award. And in July of 2012, she became the first woman in the 30-year history of the Eisner Awards to win the award for Best Writer for her work on Monstress. This was massive. And she just could not be denied because there was a comic book veteran, Tom King, who also received the Eisner Award for Best Writer that year. They shared the award, but both were elevated. And the fact that she received that award along with Tom King says an awful lot about the quality of that Monstress work, because Tom King was being honored for his work on Batman and Mr. Miracle. It was like a lifetime achievement award for Tom King. Yet here is Marjorie Liu coming out with Monstress, and the Eisners could not deny her. That tells you the power of the writing, the story that is Monstress. And kids, we hope you take in this interview. Marjorie M. Liu on comics, romance, and the joy of writing. And join us this month for our read of Monstress for Image Comics Month here on Kirby's Kids. Yeah.
Thank you.